Atlanta's only hip hop station, Hot 107.9 affiliates, Mr. Thanksgiving DJ Drama, trendsetter DJ Sense. Tonight, prime time, one and only Nicki Minaj live in the building on the east side. Bistro, Jazzy B, DJ Scream, Monte, all live on your radio. Nicki Minaj still on the phone. So, BT ran a show called My Mic Sounds Nice about the females in hip hop. Did you get a chance to see the show?
I only, coincidentally, by the time I put the channel on the show, it was talking about me. So I put, I got to see right before some girl says, yeah, they just want Kim Kardashian with a mic in her hand. And then I go, and then I see Nicki Minaj, Tom, like in Lebanon, doing the little booty roll. I was like, oh, okay. I was cracking up. Like, I was crying. It was interesting. I mean, it's funny, though, when you I noticed this in the black community a lot. When you do your thing, when you make it, when you pop, people almost forget that you were an underground, struggling artist at one time.
Yep.
And so I saw so many of the girls, saying stuff like, oh, well, we climbed and da-da-da. Well, I grinded for the last 7 years of my life, and I'm not going to feel guilty for anything I'm getting right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's just, I think they're just ignorant. I think they're just a little bit uneducated as to how many dues I've paid.
Mm-hmm.
I've paid my dues. You know what I mean? And that's all I got to say about that. But I love the show. I love the idea of the show. I love the idea of bringing attention to female rappers. I think female rappers are so important to the hip-hop culture. And I love that, I was talked about on the show, and a lot of people said great things. So overall, I think they did a great job on the show.
Okay, so Nicki, there's this game that other people play with women where they ask them, like, I guess, marry, kill, or be friends with. I'm going to switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do tour, album, or movie.
Okay.
I'm going to name three people, and you tell me who you would do a tour with, an album with, or a movie. Tour, album, movie. Beyonce, Lauryn Hill, Alicia Keys.
Movie with Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Because I saw her in that movie, and she was pretty dope. Tour with Beyonce, and album with Lauren.
I had it right.
But can I tell you that you named like three of my favorite women in the world right now?
So I did good. I should get some cool points for that.
You got first of all, your cool points done racked up. You can't get no more cool points. Okay?
Oh, she's trying to gas me, A-Town.
You good.
Talking about Lauryn Hill, she just recently performed at Rock the Bells.
Yeah.
So she's back. As a female artist and just as a rap fan, what's that like to see Lauryn come back?
It's like freaking, I want to bow down and kiss her feet. Like I think everyone in my generation, we look at her as like a freaking, I hate to see this, to say this because it kind of sounds a little blasphemous, but she's almost like a godly type of creature. Like,
yeah.
She's not even normal. It's not human,
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she's doing stuff and performing, I just think it's a great day, and I've always loved her, and I still love her, and I always will love her, and that's about it.
That's beautiful. Pink Friday on the way.
Are you going to buy a copy of Drama? Because seriously, I want to really know, are you going to support the album and buy it and not download it and be a DJ and a mixtape guy?
Well, what's going to happen is Universal's going to send me a link, a clean link and a dirty link. The clean's going to be for the radio, and I'm going to play like every song like 20 times. I'm going to run it back and run it back and run it back. So they're going to do that.
Okay.
So then everyone's going to listen, and they're going to hear me playing and go crazy. Then the day of, I'm going to the store and I'm buying like 5 copies.
Yay! Thank you, Drama.
You know that, man. We looking forward to you doing your thing on the VMAs, man. You repping for us. Shut it down. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you very, very much. And shout out to everybody out here. I love y'all. I'm about to go and shut it down. And that's about it. I'll talk to you soon, Drama. Hit us up if you want, want to holler at the kid again.
Most definitely. Oh, wait, one more question. Hold on, one more question.
What?
Shout to Queens. I know you just did the Monster record. I know you're from Queens.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more entertaining on Twitter, Kanye or 50 Cent?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm not sure if I'm following 50, But I know that Kanye is just, he's a walking movie. So far, he's been like a comedy slash, I don't know, freaking horror film on Twitter. And I just enjoy watching it because he's a freaking genius. And so, yeah, I would have to say Kanye right now. I don't have enough 50 Twitter background yet, but I'll let you know next time.
No, most definitely. Next time you're on an airplane, you get some free time, go read it because it's funny. All right, babe, I'm going to see you.
I heard he was posting like some porn or something, so maybe I do got to check him out. Check it out.
See, you about to make my phone lines light up again, man.
Yeah, I'm about to go get into that. I need that right now. Let me stop. All right. Bye, Drama.
Bye,
love.
Love.
You, honey.
All right. Shout out to my homegirl, Nicki Minaj, man. It's going down prime time tonight. It's definitely going to be something stupid. Bistro, Jazzy McBee, DJ Scream, Monte will all be rocking live on your radio, man. And I'm not done, man. Trendsetter said he got more exclusives. Stay with us, man. It's the Phillies. It's Gangsta Girl Radio. It's Hot 107.9.